What a scene. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder on Saturday night. We got Muse in the News with the great Gordo coming up here. It's 7:15, the worst way to celebrate sobriety. I don't know if this was a great way to celebrate anything on Saturday, but I got caught up in the hype, as did you, Junior, last week with the rematch of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Like a lot of Americans, I've fallen out of touch with boxing over the last decade or so. Friday, when we were talking about this, I was trying to think the last time I actually spent money on a pay-per-view, and I can't give you the exact date. I just know it involved Mike Tyson somehow.
Yeah, I bought a fight maybe 6 or 7 years ago, a Pacquiao fight. I think the one at AT&T Stadium. That's the last time I bought a fight.
Okay. Yeah, and I think I saw that one because the friend of mine had bought it, so I didn't make the investment to let him do it.
Well, and I bought Mayweather-McGregor, but that wasn't a real boxing match.
Right.
But that was a couple of years ago. I did buy that.
But I think both of us have similar views, especially in the heavyweight division. We've just totally fallen out on boxing and what is going on. But certainly got caught up in the hype that was Fury and Wilder leading up to it. Tyson Fury, 6'8", 273 pounds going into this fight. He added 20 pounds of muscle. Although when he shows himself, all the people, and we had like 8 or 9 people watching this at my house, they said, he doesn't look like a boxer. He looks like an oversized electrician. He doesn't look like...
He's flabby.
Yeah. And boy, Cray-Tray had a great line. Says he looks like the Saroy brother who was locked in the basement after he started killing neighborhood cats.
Gosh.
There's a definite crazy element to him. But he looks real pasty. He's the Gypsy King, he calls himself. An Irish traveler from London. Okay, so he's weird. And then there's Deontay Wilder, 6'7", 231 pounds. He, too, added some weight from the first matchup in 2018 that was called a draw. And, well, we'll get to what he looked like when he got in the ring in a second. We knew it was going to be just a total nonsensical wrestling-like event just because of the way the two boxers were talking going into it, their reputations, and it did not disappoint. I thought it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's a sporting event. This was not wrestling. This was for the heavyweight championship. Junior, you agree with that? I've read a lot of boxing experts that have said this is the most ridiculous walk-in ever. And the first one to go in was the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury. And since he's a king, he went in with a crown, a robe, and he's up on a throne, a golden throne, with the big, long golden bars being carried by four women. It looked like that, but it's obviously on rollers. And he comes in to Crazy by Patsy Cline.
What?
Written by the great Willie Nelson. What a crazy song to come into, literally. And he's lip-syncing over it. It's a really slow entrance. And
a low-energy song.
I know.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never, ever seen a fighter come into the ring with such a low energy song, and he's singing along with the low energy song.
He's lip syncing a female vocalist.
And it's the craziest sight I have ever seen.
And it didn't go for 30 seconds. They had to restart the song, I think, 3 times.
Yes.
It went like 10 minutes. It took forever.
It's kind of badass, though, if you think about it.
Oh, it's awesome.
As it went on, I thought, okay, yes, he is showing everyone just how crazy he is.
And how relaxed he is.
Yeah.
Like, he looked way more relaxed and focused than Wilder did when he came in. And he came in a crazy way, too. But nothing tops the way Fury came in.
No. So, yeah, as this slow burn continues to burn, you're thinking, okay, this guy really is crazy. And as he gets into the ring and he takes off his robe, yes, he's very pasty. And you start thinking, yeah,
flabby.
Doesn't really look like a boxer. Doesn't look like a guy who's going to whoop anybody.
But he's just so huge.
Mammoth.
And I thought that was interesting that his nickname, the Gypsy King, so he's an actual Irish traveler, and that is a title of reverence in that community, the Gypsy King. It's only bestowed to someone that they consider a king. So he doesn't take that lightly. He fully embraces it, and that's why he came in a velvet red robe and a crown and being carried. It was just insanity over the top, and it was so great. Right there, I thought, this is worth the $80 right here.
Oh, I know.
I don't care if the fight goes 10 seconds. This is worth the $80.
Oh, yeah. We had scream laughter at my house. It was just, it was so entertaining. And then Wilder comes in, and he's known for wearing a mask, some sort of bronze mask, because he's the bronze bomber. And usually it's just a mask that goes over his face. Well, since this is a big deal, he wore an entire basically Teflon night suit that lit up in certain areas, and a huge Teflon sparkling black mask that, as we learned as he got closer to the ring, those eyes would glow red. He looked like
a modern-day
knight as he went in. That was way over the top, too.
Somebody said he looked like the knight from Holy Grail, the Black Knight.
Yeah, he did. A modern version of that.
His shoulders, the shoulder pads of his suit of armor were skulls. Yeah, and the eyes and the mouth were glowing red. Again, insanity, but yes. It was so great.
He has a personalized wrapper for him that's wrapping in front of him as he goes in. That was a pretty cool entrance.
Oh, one of my favorite moments, too, after the Gypsy King came in and he climbs up into the ring, he waits for a second for it to clear, and because he's 6'9", he steps over the ropes.
How about that?
Not through the ropes. I've never seen a fighter step over the ropes.
That's how big he is, though. He can just walk right over the ropes. Wilder did the same thing, not quite as easily as Fury did. But then as he took off his ridiculous night suit, I am not a boxing expert, and as I said, have not been following it much over the last decade or so. I picked Fury before the fight even started. Wilder's jacked from the waist up. Man, he's got chicken legs. And he's got no muscle definition in his legs whatsoever.
I thought the same thing about Fury. I thought they both had chicken legs.
They both had chicken legs, but boy, Wilder is impressive. He's tatted up. But man, his legs, they've got nothing.
And I bet they're strong, though. They're stronger than you're giving him credit for.
Well, not the way it played out. And I thought that would be a problem for him with 42 pounds of advantage for Fury. And sure enough, from the get-go, Fury was able to overpower him, drive him back with his superior size, his reach, and his jabs that I think surprised Wilder. There is something to the way he's reworked himself over the last 2 years.
He said he learned something in their first fight, that the best way to neutralize Wilder's crazy great right hand is to get up in him and to get really big and to be the aggressor. And to use his size and just overwhelm him. And that's exactly what he did.
From the get-go. And I thought Fury round one and two, he was continually pushing him back. He was landing punches. And then in round three, this was big, he knocked Wilder down. And one of the punches that he landed was to Wilder's ear. And the next moment you notice was as they come out for round four, and he's getting doctored up before he comes out for round four, he's not just barely bleeding, he's gushing from his ear. That was nasty. And it was a big hit. And someone in our house brought up, I wonder if his balance has been affected by that, because they showed the replay, and it was a hard hit swinging from the right hand of Fury that landed on his ear.
Everybody thought he busted his eardrum.
Yeah. And then Fury really started kicking his butt into the fourth and the fifth.
See, that's why I thought Wilder looked so wobbly. It wasn't his weak legs. It was his busted eardrum.
Yeah, but I don't think he was able to stand up to the power in the first couple of rings before that, and maybe left him open to that hit that he sustained to the side of his head. So then you go into the fourth and the fifth. Wilder becomes more wobbly by the round. And then in the seventh, it's another flurry by Fury that's landed, and just at the time the referee steps in to call it, they throw in the towel from Wilder's corner, and that was wisely done. He was about to get planted. He could not keep his gloves up. Some wondered, hey, should they have? Absolutely, they should have stopped that thing.
There was a jab that Fury landed in round two, and I thought that changed the fight, because after that, Wilder looked vacant to me in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before he hit the canvas a couple of times. That body shot in the fifth that Fury landed that sent Wilder to the canvas, that was an underrated shot of the evening. But I thought from round two that Wilder looked vacant and disoriented. And yeah, then from at that point on, then he starts looking physically wobbly. He was really never in the fight, no. ever, because Fury won round one, and it just kept on going downhill after that for Wilder.
Punches landed, Fury over Wilder, 82-34, total thrown, 267-141%, landed 31% for Fury, 24% for Wilder.
Power punches is the biggest stat, 58 for Fury, only 18 for Wilder.
Yeah.
58-18.
He whooped him.
That's all you need to know.
He just absolutely whooped him. And so, before we get to when the fight was stopped in the seventh, I believe this was in the sixth, at one point, Gordo, they got tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And Fury, because there was blood everywhere, there was blood on Fury that was from Wilder. Wilder was bleeding,
yeah.
and he had it all over his neck. And at one point, they're tied up. Fury stuck out his tongue like Gene Simmons. It was
starts motioning licking
like
the blood.
He was licking the blood off of his neck.
Did you say licking the blood?
I may have. Licking the blood off of his neck.
Because pre-fight, Fury said that he wanted to taste Wilder's blood. So he saw a moment,
yes.
he had Wilder wobbling, and he's up against him, and there's blood pouring from his ear, and he stuck out his tongue like Shakira at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And all the women who were watching was like, ew, what is he doing? I mean, it was pretty
like
nasty.
That?
No, they thought it was gross as all get out. So Fury celebrates, he's going crazy, but not to be outdone by the way he walked in, the way he went out of the ring. This was crazy. He said he was going to sing afterwards, and this is what he came up with.
Second of all, I said I'd sing a song tonight, didn't I? A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Sing along if you know the words. And I knew if I had my chance, I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widow bride. Something touched me. The music died all together now.
So,
so bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
That's an old guy that he put the microphone in front of.
Bob Arum, the promoter.
Oh, is that Arum? Okay, I didn't recognize him.
This will be the day that I die.
This is still a... The aftermath of a boxing
yes.
match?
And it goes for, you know, several... He didn't sing the whole song, which is like an 8 or 9 minute song.
It's longer than the fight.
But, man, what a crazy way to end it.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life watching sports. That was so cool. The entire arena on their feet, smiling, singing along with the heavyweight champion of the world. And he's smiling and he's serenading his wife. And it was just... It was beyond
what a spectacle.
Cool.
What
it was the,
spectacle.
One of the greatest spectacles I've ever seen in sports.
It was so wrestling like, and yet there was.
Well, you know what his next stop is rumored to be?
Oh, yeah.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
When is that?
Beginning of April.
Okay. He'd be the craziest thing on wrestling, too.
He's done a show with them before. He did Crown Jewel last year in October in Saudi Arabia.
That was insanity, but you know what?
He'll be our next president. Somehow,
yeah, maybe.
We'll naturalize him.
He's from Great Britain. He can't be our next president.
I just said we'll naturalize him.
Oh, okay.
Scroll.
It was $79.95. I'm ashamed to say that it was worth every penny. We got our money's worth out of Fury and Wilder on Saturday. All right, 7:08 on the ticket. Up next, Gordo and Muse in the news.
The worst way to celebrate your sobriety next.